I think Ireland is facing challenges in three key areas. It's got in the areas of infrastructure, in terms of social services, and in terms of sustainability. Now, infrastructure, first of all, we have got to a stage where we have enough money to provide the kind of infrastructure we need in terms of transport, public transport, in terms of broadband, in terms of social housing. But we're a long way from meeting the levels that are required or attaining the levels that are required. We're a wealthy country. We're the second most wealthy country now in the European Union. People would expect that we'd have at least a European average level of these services and infrastructure. We don't. So there's a very substantial piece of work has to be done to bring our infrastructure up to European average levels in terms of public transport, social housing, broadband, and a whole range of other issues in that context. The second area is...
Sorry, Sean, can I just hold you there? No. I mean, is there not being work done all the time on those areas? I mean, surely at this stage, some of it should be got.
And some of it is in place, but the problem is that Ireland has grown dramatically over the last 10, 15 years, and our population is expanding dramatically as well, and we're likely to pass 5 million people by 2020. And we need to be preparing for those. Now, that's the best part of another million people in the country. They need to be able to have a situation where they have employment, where they have accommodation, where they have services, but they also need to be able to get around and have transport and use issues like broadband. If you want to spread people out around the country, you have to provide industry with the broadband services and support that it needs. So in that context, therefore, with a growing population, if we're to plan for the next 5 to 10 years, one of the first things we have to do is deal with that population increase, which is important, and then in practice that means providing that infrastructure. But it also means providing our social services and bringing those up to European average levels. There used to be a time when we thought that that the economy had to develop first and then that you put the services into place. Now, the economy is critically important and we have to keep developing it, but we need the services in place to develop the economy. They're both sides of the one coin, and I'll give you an example. If you don't have a good education system, for example, your economy is going to suffer. If you're going to have a situation where literacy is 10%, which is the projected target for 2016, if that's maintained and we don't do better than that, we're going to have 10% of our working age population in 2016 who won't be able to get a job in Ireland and won't be able to get a job anywhere else in Europe either, for that matter. The result of that would be quite catastrophic for the society, and there would be deep divisions. It would be very much a two-tier society, much worse than it is today. So we need to plan and get ahead of that. We need to put the services in education, in healthcare, in welfare, in employment services, in training, on a whole range of other areas as well. We need to tackle issues like disabilities and childcare and child poverty and all of that. And we want to make sure that in the whole area of poverty that we tackle areas such as working poor and the working poor, which 3 out of every 10 people are among the working poor. Now, they live in households headed by somebody who actually has a job. Another 50% of those at risk of poverty today live in households where they're totally outside the labour force altogether. They're elderly people, they're ill people, they're people with disabilities, other people in caring roles. So that's the second big priority. Our services and our income distribution has to be brought into place, up to a level that brings us to the European average at the very least. That we can do, and that we have the resources to do, and that we should do. The third area is sustainability. Now, this is an issue that sometimes people think of only in environmental terms. You know, and the environment is very important because climate change and peak oil and these issues are very, very important. And they have to be on the agenda in a big way. But they're not the only part of sustainability. We also have to have economic sustainability. And that means that the economy has to be developed in a way that is sustainable going forward. There is no point in sort of driving the economy at a crazy level and then recognizing you can't keep that going because of the huge inflation it might generate or whatever. So there's economic sustainability. But most importantly, I think the issue that's being overlooked is the issue of sustainability in social areas, like social sustainability. Is this a society people will want to live in? Is this a society people want to spend their lives in? Is this a society that people find, that they find a lifestyle that's fair, that there is genuine well-being for people and so on? Is it a place they really like to be? And if that's not the case, then we have a problem, and we should be working to ensure that we build that kind of society, a society that is socially sustainable going forward. Otherwise, people simply won't be here 5 years or 10 years from now.
Well, what can the average person do to bring about some or maybe all of the changes that you would like?
First of all, I think people need to recognize what the reality is. That's the most important thing. Once they realize it, then they need to advocate for it. I'm a great believer in the fact that politicians respond and governments respond to what people need or what people seek, what they want. And if people articulate very clearly that they want infrastructure up to European average levels, that they want the social services up to the European average levels, that they want a society that's environmentally sustainable, economically sustainable and socially sustainable, and that they're prepared to put the support into doing that and pay whatever it would cost to do it in an efficient and an effective and a value for money way, then I think governments respond. So basically, people have a very strong, serious responsibility to require and seek out and demand what this society, what they think this society should be over the next, and how it should move towards that in the next 5 to 10 years. That's the big challenge facing people, and they need to keep that issue on the agenda all the time.